Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So on the phone right now, I've got Alfie Bow. Have I pronounced your second name Bow correctly, Alfie?
You have, yes, very, very correctly. That's fine.
It's because it's B-O-E, and it was catching me out a little bit, to be honest yeah, with you.
How do you pronounce the word toe?
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you, Alfie.
Thank you for
clearing that up for me. You watch, somebody else will be called Bowie. Right. I'll call them Bo, and they'll go mad about it now. You watch. So, Alfie, you're an opera singer.
I trained as an opera singer, yes. Yeah, I trained as an opera singer at the Royal College of Music and performed in opera houses around Europe and England. And, for a number of years, did a lot of classical roles and then got a break into musical theatre.
Now, I've mixed with a lot of straightforward singers, like pop singers and what, but I've never sat and spoke to an opera singer. How did you get involved in opera singing?
Really sort of by coincidence, really. It was where my voice was best suited at the time. You know, I loved classical music. I loved singing opera. And it just felt the right thing to do when I was that age, you know, and I got the opportunity to sing for a company called the Doyley Cart. I did a national tour with those guys and then gained a place at the Royal College of Music to train my voice, to improve it, to get it better and build a technique, and then started working for opera companies like Scottish Opera, English National Opera, Royal Opera House, Glyndebourne, Welsh National, and then overseas as well. So it was a lot of fun back then. I really, really enjoyed it. And but then when the chance of singing the role of Jean Valjean in Les Miserables came about, it seemed like an opportunity I couldn't miss.
You can hear your voice is very trained, as they say, because you're not got any stress in your voice, because as you know, if you get your voice stressed, it goes higher. But so you're very clearly spoken as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I think it's just the technique that I've developed over the years and the way that my voice has been trained, really.
So you say, I suppose the technique comes into it when you're doing, because you've got a 13-date tour coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So do you find yourself getting a hoarse voice halfway through? Because it's very, very demanding on the vocal cords, what you do.
It is, but I think you have a technique. So the technique is, if you do feel that your voice is getting hoarse, if you do feel that you're getting a cold or you're finding any element of strain, you know how to rest it during songs, before songs, in between songs, at the end of songs. You know how to use the technique, use the training that you have to take the stress off the voice. Also, but your lifestyle has to do that as well. You can't then go out and party. You have to get your sleep and eat correctly and not drink too much alcohol or anything like that. So, but also I building up the stamina is another thing that you have to do as a singer. You know, having the stamina to sing for long periods of time. It's like athletes being able to run a marathon. They have the stamina to do it. That's the same for a singer. It's just using muscles.
Because how long are you on stage each night?
My show it's a 2.5-hour show.
Wow. Yeah. That takes some. I can imagine you're exhausted when you come off stage.
Yeah, definitely know I've worked. So it's a good feeling. It's a real good feeling. So feel like you've really accomplished something and given the audience a wonderful evening.
So you've got 13 dates. It starts off at the Ipswich Regent.
That's right. Yeah.
And I was told you're finishing at the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane.
I am. I'll be there. I'll be my London dates at the Theatre Royal. That'll be a fun night. We'll pull out all the stops for that performance as well. And it'll be a great tour. You know, wherever we are on tour, we always have a good time and do our best.
So your last album was Open Arms, a symphonic songbook. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
And you merged rock with opera.
Well, with a symphony orchestra, yeah. So it's sort of, yeah. It's, but you know, it's the two elements really complement each other. You know, the classical structure of an orchestral melody and the pop melodies, the rock melodies, the beautiful ballads that they are. When they come together, it just opens up this brand new blossoming world of music, and I love it. I love it. I love the sound that we create. It's incredible.
Now, I've often wondered this about singers, because that's a completely different arrangement for the orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, it's arrangements are written to complement the song that they're accompanying. But the versatility of the players is pretty quality, because they can play that contemporary style even on a classical instrument as the violin or cello or whatever it is. They know how to adapt for that particular song or style of music, and the structure of the arrangements are complementary to the classical world and also to the rock, to the contemporary world that we're presenting.
So is that something that you get involved with as well, the arrangements, or do you just let your musical man get on with that?
No, it's important that I have a say in arrangements. You know, I'll tell my producer that let's try this here instead of that, or let's bring out that a bit more, or I like this element and maybe we could add something in like that, some brass elements, whatever. And so it is important that we work as a team and have those artistic views.
So when you do these concerts, is it like because I don't know anything about an opera concert as such, is it an amplified thing that you do, or is it all projection with your voice like it used to be years ago?
Yeah, I mean, there's moments in the show where I've stood at the front of the stage and I'll sing a classical song and I'll do it without a microphone and say, this is how I used to perform, and fill out the room like that. But this particular show is a very lively, upbeat, up-tempo, contemporary performance with just a storyboard of music that's touched my life from beginning to end, from songs that I listened to as a kid, songs that my dad used to sing, songs from his record collection, my musical theatre world, the classical world. It's a whole array of styles. But all combined and all connected with the power of my voice and the band that I work with.
Alfie, I could carry on talking to you all day. You're a fascinating man. You've got a fascinating history, and you've got 13 dates to try and get under your belt.
Absolutely. It'll be fun, though. Please try and come and see the show if you can.
I would love to. I really would. So you're in the Ipswich region on May the 30th. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And your date, most of the dates are in June, I can see here.
They are.
Your last date is Monday the 17th of June at the Theatre Royal in Drury Lane.
That's right.
That's going to be a humdinger. You know that's going to be a biggie.
Absolutely.
Alfie, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to talk to you. Have a good day.